This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Russia now threatening retaliation against the U.S. Moscow warning it will expel dozens of Americans unless Washington returns Russian compounds the Obama administration seized as punishment for allegedly hacking our election. Rich Edson is live at the State Department. So Russia says it's going to retaliate.
And good afternoon, Melissa. Yeah, Russia is saying that it's really losing patience on this issue. A high-level meeting here at the State Department today between Undersecretary of State Tom Shannon and his Russian counterpart. This is part of a series of meetings that the two had been holding, but Russia had previously suspended these discussions. They're back on now. Russia's been intensifying its calls for the U.S. to return two Russian diplomatic compounds inside the United States. There's one in New York, the other one's in Maryland. Late last year, the Obama administration seized those compounds and kicked out nearly three dozen Russian diplomats for what the U.S. said was their intelligence activities and interference with the U.S. election. According to Russian media, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said today of the seizure, quote, "It is robbery in broad daylight. I am confident that there are men of sense in the Trump administration who are perfectly aware that the decision to seize the diplomatic property and eject 35 diplomats with their families was taken by the Obama administration in a state of agony." He also added that decent and well brought up people do not behave in such a manner. The Russians are saying this is really atop their agenda in today's meeting. Melissa?
I love the language. Agony. Decent and well brought up people. I love that. So is the U.S. willing to negotiate on this one, or what do you think?
They're not saying what the outcome of this could be, if they have any demands of the United States, what it would take to return these compounds, only saying that they don't want to get ahead of these meetings, but acknowledging that this is going to be a substantial part of what they're talking about today. Russia's initial reaction to this, by the way, at the end of last year, was that it didn't want to retaliate for the Obama administration move, hoping to foster good relationships with the Trump administration, but now they're saying their patience is running thin on this issue. They want those compounds back. Melissa?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if the United States was to, and the Trump administration was to relent and go along with this, this would basically exonerate the Russians, don't you think, Scott, for what they did in meddling with their U.S. elections? I think that, you know, they almost have to allow the Mueller investigation to be completed, because if they do anything sooner than that, I think the only thing that would possibly make this possible would be that Russia would say, "Hey, look, it, we did. We're sorry. Forgive us. We won't do this again." But right now, there doesn't seem to be that indication. Are you catching anything like that? I guess you're not. It must be in the middle of something. But anyway, not a problem. But you know, what do you say, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, what are your thoughts about it? That you know, but I would think that optically. Maybe there were some, you know, back channel meetings, you know, the discussions that were had between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin here recently at the G20. It seems like things were moving, or at least now moving, in a little bit more positive direction. Of course, every side has to hold their perception to their base in terms of you know, what it looks like, you know, well, I told him what it was, and I told him what it was, and, you know, kind of thing. And you make of it and understand that it's all about diplomacy. And is it in our better interest to, you know, get along with the Russians as much as we can, holding them close, trust and verifying, but, you know, not to just let them, you know, have their own way and irritate them to such a degree to where, you know, more meddling takes place. Is there a possibility that we can manage this meddling? We know that no matter what happens, there are outside interests that want to continue to interfere with the election process, whether it's the Russians, China, Korea, you know, all on down the line, or some people just, you know, like a joyride, just wanting to have fun to see if they can, you know, maybe some college students out of a dorm room that are bored and have nothing better to do. And we'll see how that plays out. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that is our mission. If anything, we got to stay target focused on. It is that, to get this country back on track. Doing your part, ladies and gentlemen, to keep the pressure on our elected officials. A government of, for, and by we the people means that we get the government that we deserve, either by action or inaction. But I would say if ever there was a time action was required from we the people, it is now. I would say activate your citizenship. And the way you do that is you got to know who your congressman is, who's your representative. Get involved. Even if it's at a neighborhood level, if you say, look, I got to do something here locally, get involved. You know, this is what we appreciate about the Tea Party Patriots and Jenny Beth Martin and their activation plan of, you know, 5 minutes a day. And I would say that's a starting resource for you. If you say, where should I begin? Check that out for more information. Horace Cooper joins us now, national recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with National Center for Public Policy Research and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Much for having me on.
Hey, have you had a chance to get down to Port St. Lucie to watch, you know, the Mets play? And, you know, we got Tebow down there now.
Well, it would be great if in my world Abraham Lincoln's proclamation could prove true that I was free, but it turns out I worked a lot more this summer than I thought I would.
I was only hoping that was the direction you were going, because if you were going to go a little bit further than that, I was going to go out. Peace. Yes, I understand. Hey, I'm like you. I'm just not that many miles away. And I was taking a friend by the Met Stadium there. And I'm going, wow, you know, I need to, you know, get to a game, because I, you know, especially yeah. since Tebow's been over there. There's a lot of excitement over there going on right now. So it's all good. But one day, you and I will get a chance. I told you, I owe you a hot dog at least and a couple of beers. We can have a good time there.
Yeah, yeah. I prefer my hot dog designed like a big 22-ounce steak, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, hey, whatever it takes, I'm happy. I'm happy to comply. Well, Horace, you know, the conversation right now, obviously, very seriously about this healthcare situation, that it failed. The Senate cannot seem to get everybody together. And now Mitch McConnell says, look, let's just repeal the darn thing. You approved it once before, and let's get it out of the way.
So this is one of the reasons why during the last election cycle, while I was thrilled that conservative possibilities were enhanced, particularly with the Supreme Court, if Donald Trump ultimately were elected, mm-hmm. and he was, I wanted to make sure people understood that he needed helpers in the Congress of the United States.
Exactly.
Now, we have almost all the number of gettable House seats in the House of Representatives so that you could get a working conservative majority, not just a Republican majority, but a working conservative majority. There is no working conservative majority in the United States Senate, and there were some good opportunities that were missed, and I think people didn't appreciate that there would be consequences that would flow. I watched, and I have been watching, the effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. It is destructive, and we don't even have to go through all of the litany of problems with Obamacare. The issue is that our mainstream media and their supporters, called Democrats, often use demagoguery as a way to say to people, a plan we created that has hurt the economy, crippled jobs, devastated many people financially, if you get rid of that, you are the bad person. You are the destructive person. And too many non-conservative members who call themselves Republicans are frightened. They quake in their boots on this. And so you really need probably about a 56 or 57 seat majority in the United States Senate so that you can have a working conservative coalition on these issues. And so I was worried from the beginning whether with 52 votes this could be done. But I have a prediction of what's actually going to happen.
Okay.
And I think it means that there will be opportunities in the upcoming 2018 election, but some delivery of serious needed legislation this cycle.
Is the voter politic, are they willing to stay with the Republican team the way this has been presented in the mainstream media? I mean, you bring this up brilliantly, Horace, the way you laid this out, is that the mainstream media has really framed this and added to the difficulty. And this is why, like you, I would say, I have no problem with the tweets. Some of the tweets from the president, but I have no problem with the effectiveness of what he's doing in social media, because he is combating a very, very powerful media. Even though they're injured, they still have influence, and they are, as you say, continuing to kind of rattle the saber and scare some of those weak-kneed Republicans that cannot seem to fall on their sword for the sake of the voter politic.
Yeah. So where we are at is that we don't have a working conservative majority, and what you have to do in that environment is galvanize the public. Here's the truth. There are going to be a couple dozen senators who are conservatives, if this repeal doesn't happen, who will say, wait a second, I'm not just going to go along to play along. You're going to need my vote. Hey, Mr. Moderate Republican. Hey, Mr. Leadership. You're going to need my vote to accomplish some of your objectives. How about that debt ceiling?
Right.
What about the continuing resolution to keep things funded? It is not going to be possible now to get some of their votes, and you need, remember, you only got 52 votes.
Right.
You need every vote. If 5 or 10 people say no, you're going to find yourself in a quandary. And here's what I predict. I call it MOAB. It's the mother of all bills.
Mm-hmm.
Once the period of time is transpired where you no longer can use fast track or simple majority vote authority to repeal Obamacare or to do tax policy, you are back in the 60 vote world.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what comes about. How do you get the debt ceiling passed? You need 60 votes to get the debt ceiling passed. How do you continue government funding? You need 60 votes to get the government funding to continue. I believe that you're going to see infrastructure, you're going to see health care reform, you're going to see the debt ceiling, you're going to see government budgeting all placed in a supersized bill. That's why I call it the mother of all bills.
Yeah.
Sometime in October, and that is what is going to either let government stay closed or people are going to relent and allow it to go forward. So that galvanizing event is likely to get the 62, 63, or 64 votes and a lot of what the president has been asking for is going to be a part of that.
Wow. The mother of all bills. You heard it first right here, predicted by Horace Cooper. We've got more from Horace on the other side of the break, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We are live.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about our liberty, ladies and gentlemen. Is the lamp of liberty shining bright, or is it a little dull in your zip code? Maybe we need to look at We the People and make sure that it shines brightly. Let's not grow weary here. I know things are a little rough in light of what is happening in D.C., but this remains a government of, for, by We the People. And I believe this is what is all happening right now, is we have this golden opportunity to take back our government. We have a president in office who announced on Inauguration Day in his speech that it was time to give the government back to the people where it belonged. They serve at our behest, not the other way around. Horace Cooper, national recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, is with us, and we continue our conversation. Horace, this has been the week that was in terms of Donald Trump Jr. put in the deep end of the pit, of the pool, and getting some political experience at speeds that are just incredible. They're at nano
Absolutely.
Speeds here, right?
Yeah. So what we are seeing is the effort to create out of whole cloth something by essentially whispering it, furtively saying it, and making sure that all of the mainstream media agrees with certain intonations that this must be as serious as it is. We have to start with a few things. One is, whatever anyone says or does is presumptively not against the law unless the law explicitly says that it is. Not the other way around. Everything is illegal except for the few things that are illegal. Where the media presents things, that if the son of the President of the United States meets with, talks to, engages with people, that per se is potentially criminal. Actually, there is no statute that governs the children or siblings of the President of the United States. The only rules that govern the children or the siblings of the President of the United States are the same laws that govern you and I.
Right.
And if you and I want to meet with people, talk to people, get information from people, we are governed by very straightforward rules and laws, and those, again, as I repeat, allow you to do anything and everything unless the law specifically says that you cannot. The left has flipped the definition of liberty and freedom, and now, not taking even the ACLU's position, they have taken the guilty until proven innocent mm-hmm. approach. And now they also slime people. I remember reading when I was in college that in the 1950s...
I was going to say McCarthyism all over again.
Yes! Mm. If you said someone was affiliated with the Soviet Union and therefore X, that was called McCarthyism.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's okay to just name a person, say that they were born in Russia, even if they are an American citizen,
right,
and claim they are actually on Putin's payroll. How far have we gotten? And by the way, if it's true that if you're born in Russia, you stay on Putin's payroll, if you're born in Mexico, if you're born in anywhere in Latin America, does that also mean those people aren't citizens? Those people are people we should be watching, making sure we're careful about. You can't have this both ways.
Well, right now it fits the narrative for the mainstream media because, after all, Donald Trump has taken them on, called them out for what they have become. And really, Horace, if they would listen to what he is saying to them, I would dare say that their stock would be on the increase, not on the decrease. Their subscription base also would reflect that. It would be on the increase, not the decrease. He's really giving them a lifeline, but out of their own stubbornness and their ego, because they cannot accept Donald Trump winning the election and him getting in their face about their own deception and their own delusion. Ego is in the way of making some decisions that are appropriate for their own livelihood and, dare I say, for the good of the voter politic.
Well, that's true. But they also suffer from another problem, and that is too many of them only talk to others just like them about how the world looks and how it operates. If blind people gather around in the lunchroom, they can get confused about how big the planet is, what makes up the planet, and the like. What has been happening is that the leaders of their party all share very, very outside the mainstream type views, and they accept those. And when they present those to regular America, they find they don't get the enthusiastic expectation. So instead of saying, let me give you the five reasons why a man needs to be able to use the same toilet as your nine-year-old daughter, let's hear them. No,
right.
They say to you, if you don't agree, you are per se a bigot.
Right.
And then they denounce you, and they want to get you fired from your job and all kinds of things. These approaches, these techniques, and I'm not just talking about the bathroom. I'm talking generally about their approach to policymaking, isn't finding a popular reception among the people who actually go and vote. Those are the ways that we decide public policy. And until they reach out and have the conversation, they need a sister soldier moment, like a former President Clinton did. They need the ability to say to the American people, I'm working for the same issues that you are. They will not do that. They don't understand the need to do that. And that is why they're in a long-term rebuilding phase.
Well, you talk about the ultimate of arrogance. I mean, this is what it comes down to. I mean, what are they going to come up with next, Horace? Are they going to try to convince us that the Earth is flat?
Well, this is where they're headed. This is where they're headed. Look, every single modern country on the planet that has, quote, free health care has seen health costs as a portion of the GDP drop dramatically. Not just a couple of percentage points, but become the most dominant activity of the GDP in their jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. If you go to Britain, if you go to France, if you go to Germany, if you go to these places, here's what you will see. That healthcare, pensions, and other forms of social welfare are nearly 50% of the GDP. That's not the federal budget.
Wow.
GDP. Mm-hmm. When you ask, can you defend yourself against Al-Qaeda? When you ask if you need to be able to contribute to NATO, the money isn't there. And this is what we can see if we look carefully, why it's not a good idea to bankrupt America with that same mindset. We ought to be doing just the opposite. How do we figure out to create enough wealth so that the average person can get access to the health they need and not saddle the government's economy and all of its decisions with the costs associated with that. That's the lesson. They tell you if you don't support what Britain is doing wrong, what the French are doing wrong, or the Italians,
right.
You actually just hate people and want to see people die in the street.
It's because misery loves company, Horace, once again. But, you know, what you bring out is a clear point that people need to discern, and that is, let's get back to the fundamentals. Is it the government's responsibility to provide health care? Nowhere in the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, any kind of founding principles, do I see that it is the government's responsibility to provide health care.
At no point in the 1940s or 50s did people really understand what the consequences of the government largesse would be. It's now the 21st century. We now know it. If you see it and still won't do it, that's like saying the earth really is flat. And that's why their party is having the difficulties that they're having.
Well, it's going to require some courage in order to bring the light of truth into this situation and get people to understand. I mean, if we're going to get back on track, we got to deal with some of these heady issues, these entitlement-minded influences that have retarded our growth and have really, you know, have been antithetical to the whole progressive idea, ultimately. Horace Cooper, national recognized legal commentator on Bill Martinez Live. Horace, thank you so much, and we'll see you at the ballgame, buddy.
All right, thanks for having me.
You got it. Take care.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's just one of the many choices you have, because we believe in choice here at Bill Martinez Live. Any one of the 280 connections and affiliates that we have around this country of ours. Of course, even on shortwave, red state radio. In fact, we're very soon able to connect with Alexis, so you'll be able to talk to Alexa. Hey, play BillMartinezLive.com or play Bill Martinez Live, and Alexis will connect you directly to us. So on demand, our gift to you. So and coming soon. So we're getting ready to make that announcement. They're doing some beta testing right now, and so in some cases you might try it out, and wham, it's right there for you. Isn't that exciting? Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. American Commitment is led by Phil Kirpin, a leading free market policy analyst and advocate in Washington. Prior to joining American Commitment, Phil was the principal policy and legislative strategist at Americans for Prosperity for over 5 years. Phil, good to have you with us. Always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. I'm watching the Democrats being rather gleeful right now because of, the Republicans' failed attempt to come up with an answer to repeal and replace Obamacare. You know, and I to me, it doesn't sit well with me because this is the mess that they created, and for them to just, you know, think like it's some kind of victory. But I think it's a loss for the American people, and they're missing the point. I mean, when is it, you know, the country over politics?
It's a very disturbing situation that people are celebrating this collapse because Obamacare is not working. It's not sustainable. It's not defensible. We're going to have over 40% of the counties in America with zero or one insurance company left next year. Premiums have already more than doubled in the individual market in the 4 years Obamacare has been in place. There's no way any honest person who's not politically motivated can look at this state of affairs and say, let's not change it. Let's not do better than this. Let's keep it the way it is. And yet, Democrats have decided as a matter of political calculation that they will not vote for any changes to Obamacare. They will not negotiate. They will not come to the table. And therefore, Republicans have been trying to do this exercise all by themselves. And ideally, that would be fine because they'd come to a consensus and we get a very conservative health care bill. But they've been unable to do that. And,
exactly.
We're at the point now where, unfortunately, I think conservatives are going to be the ones sidelined, and you're going to get a very liberal bill that mostly is just, you know, huge bailouts to insurance companies and maybe even making the individual mandate more draconian rather than repealing it to try to force people into Obamacare. And, you know, I really worry now the direction that we're going is, look, the collapse of Obamacare is not going to be tolerated, so they're going to do something, but if they can't do a Republican bill, you know, as much as this one was a little bit disappointing from a conservative standpoint, it could get a whole lot worse now if conservatives are replaced by Democrats at the negotiating table and they do just a big bipartisan bailout bill, which is what I fear might happen now.
Exactly. And that's what Mitch McConnell warned. Hey, you can negotiate with us or negotiate with them. How do you think you're going to fare, and how are you going to be able to go back to your constituency and tell them that you had to compromise? You couldn't compromise with Republicans, so you had to bring Democrats in and now really talk about the imbalance of perception and, you know, what kind of healthcare program. As I've been saying, the infrastructure of single payer within the Obamacare plan has set up, and you've got to destroy that infrastructure. Otherwise, everything leads to single payer, you know, and so, you know, I'm just hoping that people have what it takes to, you know, kind of wear, you know, get through this process, because I think that Jonathan Gruber and the architects of Obamacare said that eventually the American people will just lose faith, throw their hands up, throw the white flag of surrender out and say, give us single payer.
Yeah, you know, the original plan of those guys, Gruber et al., a guy named Jacob Hacker from Yale actually said this on camera. The original idea behind Obamacare was they were going to get this public option in. Then they were going to basically use regulations to destroy all of the private market, so everyone would end up in the public option. You've got your backdoor to single payer. Now, blowback from the American people and all the political pressure and so forth, they weren't able to put that public option in the bill, so it's a little bit of a less direct path than what they wanted. But, you know, you're right. If the private insurance is so overregulated and so hamstrung that it can't work and it's in collapse, and we're going to be at that point in nearly half the country as soon as next year, it's a very short step for people to say, hey, open up the Medicaid program to everyone in the state. You know, when you're already expanding Medicaid to able-bodied working-age adults, which Obamacare does, and you're collapsing the private insurance market, it's not that big a jump to say, hey, we're going to open Medicaid to everyone in the state, and that's going to be our solution to these places with no private insurance left. And so I agree with you that that's where this leads, is to everyone on a government plan.
Well, Phil, I want to talk about Senator Menendez, but one final question here regarding the CBO. We got an evaluation of this, of the proposed Republican health care program. What about a proposal of where Obamacare is today and where we will be if Obamacare, you know, runs its course? Where's the CBO evaluation on that? Is that conceivable?
Well, you know, the CBO is kind of impervious to reality when it comes to Obamacare. It's quite astonishing. If you look at the CBO baseline, which is what they're comparing the bills that are proposed to, so what they think is happening now with Obamacare, they say that Obamacare's got 15 million people in the exchanges this year in 2017, and it'll have 18 million next year in 2018, except that enrollment is already closed for 2017, and they're only about 10 million. So they're off by 5 million this year compared to what we already know reality is, and they're going to be off by at least 8 million next year because we know the number is going down, not up, and yet they assume 18 million people in Obamacare for next year. And so they are, I believe, impervious to reality at the Congressional Budget Office, and their assumptions, they assume that Obamacare is not only stable but growing in enrollment, and they assume millions and millions more people are in it than we know to be the case. And so, you know, it would be nice if they would have a reality-based assessment of where Obamacare is and where it's going. But based on, you know, the baseline that they're using, I don't know how to describe it.
Well, I think that's missing.
Of healthcare analysis at CBO, who's doing all these reports and running these models and so forth, is a woman named Holly Harvey, who was on the Hillary Care Task Force back in 1993. So, Republicans did not clean house at the CBO.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about Menendez. The Democrats, meanwhile, even though they're feeling good this morning, they've got some trouble on the horizon with this Menendez trial.
Coming. You and your listeners may remember he was indicted back in April of 2015. He's been able to string this thing out, stall it for 2.5 years. He tried to argue that his corrupt quid pro quo was part of his official duties as a senator, so it was protected by the speech and debate clause. He appealed that. He lost again. He lost again. It finally went back down. He's got a trial date set, September 6th. It's coming up now in about 7 weeks. It's going to be very interesting to finally see this man on trial because, by the way, in the interim, for those who don't remember this, he was charged with corruption and bribery. A man named Salomon Melgen is his co-defendant who gave him lavish trips on private jets, resort vacations in the Caribbean, money, campaign contributions, so on and so forth. In return, he wanted Menendez to make an investigation into Medicare fraud go away. And he tried to do that for him. He went to Secretary Sebelius at the time they actually met in Harry Reid's office, and he said, stop this investigation. This man did nothing wrong, so on and so forth. In the time that he's delayed this trial on his charges, Melgen has now been convicted of Medicare fraud. He stole $105 million from Medicare in the very scheme that Menendez was trying to get the investigation dropped in exchange for the gifts and so on and so forth. And so I think the case against him has only gotten stronger while he stalled and delayed, and it's going to be very interesting. The spectacle of this trial finally happening in September, I think it's going to be very bad for Democrats.
We're talking real collusion here, real collusion, ladies and gentlemen. Phil Kirpin on Bill Martinez Live. Phil, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
Have a good one.
You got it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease. It is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life. My life. This is going to be the best day of my life. My life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, be encouraged, my friends. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I like what Scott says. Scott tells me, goes, you know, sometimes you can have a bad day, but you have to look at it in the grander perspective of things and say, you know, hey, maybe it's a bad day, but you got a good life. And hopefully that is the case for you, that it's just a bad day. It's not the other way around, that maybe it's just a rare good day and a bad life. But, you know, when you think about the things that we enjoy here in this country, for the most part, the opportunity is for us to have, you know, good days and better days. And hopefully that ultimately, you know, the life that we lead and experience is greater than those bad days. Maybe they're just a bad moment, Sam. I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's good that this good day is kind of like, you know, we have these bad days and sometimes they can overshadow the good, but we have these wonderful days that come along and kind of remind us about what life's all about and help us look forward to the next one.
See, are you surprised that Scott Burdick is just so philosophically profound that he comes up with things like that?
Not at all.
I was impressed. I mean, I told him I was going to steal that, but I can't, you know, outrightly, so I have to give him credit. But I find myself using that, you know, so I do give him credit. Speaking of good days, there was a good day for a drowning deer, and I saw this video this morning, an incredible Storm the Dog, who saves this baby deer from drowning. Tell us about that.
This is actually this happened in Long Island Sound, up in New York, and it's in Port Justice in New York, and he had his two dogs who Storm, like this, the owner's name is Mark Freely, and he has two dogs named Storm and Sarah, and you can kind of see Sarah a little bit in the video, but the amazing thing is this dog Storm is a retriever, and you can see him coming out from the lake, and I have no idea how this little baby deer got there, but this little baby deer was out in the middle of the lake, and obviously it was going to drown, and Storm grabs the deer by the back of the neck and kind of just pulls it in, and he, you know, you think at first, like, is he playing with the deer? Is he really trying to save this deer? Are we really seeing what we think we're seeing? And then you then you see Storm, the dog, licking the deer and making sure he's awake. And it's just, I mean, it's taken off. It's one of the trending topics on Facebook. Yeah. And this dog really was trying to rescue the deer. The deer ended up going to a rescue and is recovering okay. You know, you would have never thought this deer would have survived.
Exactly. As labs go, they're out there, you know, they're fetching sticks, balls, whatever, you know. It's kind of like my son's dog, a border collie. That'll just anything wants to go grab it and bring it back to you. And I'm thinking first, you know, did Storm kind of see this bobbling thing as maybe some ball to go out there and retrieve, and then realize that, whoa, there's something stuck to this. But, you know, like a lifeguard, grabbed it by its neck and brought it to shore. And it's just amazing, you know. And this is, I think, why we love dogs so much, because there are just some instincts in dogs. I mean, this was something that Storm did. Sarah, the other dog, was on the outside, you know, kind of cheering the dog on a little bit, kind of curious to see what was going on. And Storm perceived that a fellow mammal was in distress and went out and saved, brought it to shore. And, you know, as you say, was kind of like, you know, trying to nudge it and get it going. And you know, the whole deal. And obviously the poor baby deer was in shock, because after it got to shore, kind of took some steps and then collapsed and was just lying there, you know, kind of, you know, you have the sense trying to regain some sense of life and, you know, get its computer rolling again, you know?
That's right. And the dog was just so patient, and, you know, you could tell the dog genuinely seemed concerned. And I think that's part of what we love about dogs, is they kind of seem to have a heart like humans do. Like, I mean, even more like the most pure of hearts.
Exactly. I was going
to
say,
they
just
seem to truly care.
Yeah, without a doubt. This one I saw also, 80 beachgoers form a human chain to rescue a family caught in a rip curtain. I don't know if have you ever been caught in a rip current?
I have not, but I know people who have, and they said it gets you just like that. Like, you have no idea what's coming, and you could be in a couple feet of water to pull you under.
Yeah, and you're totally disoriented when you're out there. You know, I happened to get caught in one several years ago in Hawaii, where, you know, I'm heading back here, and I'm real careful, but I happened to get caught in one, and a guy had to come out and rescue me. And he asked me, he goes, "Where are you going?" I go, I'm trying to get over to this beach over there." He goes, "Well, you're halfway to Japan right now."
Oh, my goodness. You must have gotten into that really
far. Yeah, I was a mess. I was in so much trouble, I didn't even know I was in trouble. But in this case where you got this family caught in this rip curtain, tell us about this one.
Well, Roberta Ursi and her family were down at Panama City Beach in Florida. She noticed that two of her sons were a little bit too far from the shore, and then they started screaming, and her relatives swam out. And then they became trapped in the rip current. So there's multiple relatives that were out there that were drowning in this 15 feet of water. It was nine of them. And what ended up happening was another lady decided, you know what, we're going to get form a line together. And she was a strong swimmer. Her last name's Simmons.
Mm.
And she said that she's a strong swimmer, and she just looked at her husband and was like, you know what, this is what we're going to do. We're going to form a line. We're going to form a chain. Of course, it's dangerous, but how can we not do anything?
Exactly.
You know, people can't, one person can't go out there. We can't go out there and individually rescue these people. So it ended up forming an 80-person chain. I've never seen anything like this.
Incredible.
But every single family member was able to be rescued.
Wow.
The lady's name was Jessica Simmons, and I don't know if you've gotten to see an interview with her, but she was just like, you know, I'm a strong swimmer, but there was no way you can go out there and pull these people back in. And fortunately, people on the beach really, I mean, because stuff like this happens so quickly, for them to form a line quickly enough for them to be able to have the thought, okay, we're going to pull together, and if one break in the chain had happened, it could have been another story that I'm telling you.
Exactly. Well, you've got something, like you say, this is a choice and decision that is, you know, requires minutes. It's not anything that you can go and have a meeting about or look to the government and see if there's a regulation for it. It's just, hey, getting 80 people together. And it wasn't even that. It was just, hey, we need to create this human chain. It ended up that there was 80 beachgoers who all participated in this life-saving event. Wow, most incredible, Sam. What about hiding painted rocks helps the community find joy? This is a great story.
Okay, so the cool thing about this story is it's happening all over the United States. You know, and there's actually a group in my hometown where I've really seen it take off. There's 18,000 members of this group on Facebook, and like each community around America will have their own page, and what they'll do is they're painting these rocks, and they're doing it to spread kindness and joy. And you would be amazed how happy it's making people, not just the creativity of it, but the reason I'm sharing it, because if there's anybody out there, I suggest you look this up and maybe start it in your own community. And it's really a way for the community to come together. And you know, you've seen works of art, just absolute masterpieces. But it makes people's day really happy whenever they're able to walk down the street and, you know, you just find something and you can see these people posting, their children are getting involved. And the reason it's really cool is, you know, I was like, it's nice to see people doing stuff in person, you know, without technology. But technology is what is making us really come together with it. Because you could paint the rocks, but then you wouldn't know where to share it or that somebody had found this or anything like that. So people are utilizing technology and also, you know, real-world activity by having these. I mean, people are having rock giveaways. It's very cool. Amazing.
Hey, pet rocks have now evolved to painted rocks, and they still give you joy. Kind of amazing, huh? A simple thing like a rock,
that's right.
But the joy that's there, that is fantastic. Anytime you can add to somebody's day, I think is always a win-win for everybody. If you just joined us and you're hearing this conversation that we're having with Samantha Mills Mouse, she's the good news girl. She searches the internet for all these great news stories, these viral videos, and shares them with her every week. It's the highlight. Many people send me an email and say, "Oh, Bill, you know, we love Sam." And I thank you for that and acknowledging it, because this is something that we've talked about doing. And we look forward to Sam's reports every week. Sam, there was an ex-prisoner who's on a bus. He's going to a job interview, and he's got a decision to make. He's got to skip the job interview because he has to rescue a car crash victim. Tell our audience about this. This is somebody needs to hire this guy.
That's right. Well, he has actually had several job offers since this has happened. His name's Aaron Tucker. He's 32 years old from Bridgeport, Connecticut. And he had been out of prison just 7 days when he was on his way on a city bus to meet up with a manager at Dinosaur Barbecue. Now, he's sitting in the bus, and he sees a car flip behind him. And the bus driver is like, "I can't stop. I've got to keep my route. If you want to stop, you need to get out, but I'm leaving you." And Aaron doesn't think twice. He gets out and he pulls out the driver. He said the driver's head was bleeding. And he unbuckled the man's seatbelt and dragged him away from the vehicle as it started to catch on fire. And, you know, people got got pictures of what's happening. And for him, you know, this job interview is a big deal for him to land a job interview so quickly.
Exactly.
But it wasn't a second thought to him to turn around and help this person. It wasn't like he didn't leave it to other people being around and just assume that this person's going to get help. In those matter of seconds, could have saved that man's life.
Well, and here you are thinking about your future and livelihood. For ex-prisoners, people who have been in that position, they know a job is an important next step. And for him to let go of that and choose life and saving this individual says a lot about this man's character. Final story here, Sam. I want to talk about this dying man getting a father-daughter dance with his girls at a friend's wedding. What a sweet story. We got about 20 seconds here.
Okay, that's right. This father-daughter dance became a super important thing for this girl's best friend. The wedding was supposed to take place. It is her and her partner, but she decided her best friend of 20 years should have the dance with her daughter, or his daughter and her sister. And this video is absolutely moving. If you have the chance to watch it, I suggest you do.
Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer.